All right. Really, there are no injuries, really to talk about. The work has been good out here. We were able to get outside today, which is a good thing. That helps special teams and where you can actually kick the ball and not hit the roof. So it's been all positive. And the guys are challenging each other, which is beautiful. Offense makes a few plays. Defense makes a few plays. And that's how you like it. Time's yours.
What kind of impression have you gotten of Cairo with the extra point thing? It's been 3 days of practice so far. So.
Yeah, he's done well. You know, Cairo's put on a little weight and strength. That was one of his things coming in this year. You know, last year he looked like he could ride American Pharoah, is it called? And now he looks, you know, he's bulked up a little bit, and he's kind of proud of it. He's tightened up his sleeves, and he's got the guns hanging out, so he's doing good. Looks a little bit stronger than last year.
It's a good day for the defensive backs. Is that more, them playing well, or is there some quarterback
play
there too?
Well, we had a couple tip balls, and they took advantage of it, and they've been doing a good job with that. And then they're going back and forth, which is good. You need the turnovers on the defensive side. You obviously don't want them on the offensive side, but we're getting good work in there where both sides are being effective, and I like it. I like the way they're challenging each other within the rules of you can't tackle and you can't play bump, so but they're doing a good job of playing.
Coach, where's Tyler Bray in his recovery process? He tweeted out yesterday he's running at 100%.
Yeah, well, when he was here the last time, he wasn't quite up to that, but he was getting close. And that's a good thing. I don't think he's obviously not ready to go or he'd be here. So he is recovering. So
would you say he's ahead of his recovery career? Is somebody you can count on for training camp potentially?
We'll see on that. I don't have enough information for you on that right now, but we'll see how it goes. He's on schedule. That's where we felt he was coming back here. When he was back those couple days.
Is Conley at the rookie deal? Is that where he's at today?
Is what? Conley's at the rookie. Yeah, yeah.
Andy, you said you were going to move some guys around on the offensive line, and you are. But one guy I thought you'd be constant with is Fisher, but he was with the second team. What's going on there?
Well, it's the only way you can get Donald some reps there. So we want to make sure that we've got everybody covered. Actually, Fish has done a very nice job, so I wouldn't read any – thing into that, and we're keeping it. But we're staying consistent, moving people around.
Yeah. So it's nothing Fisher's done or hasn't done.
Right. Yeah. No. Not at all.
Back on kicking, I was earlier today that they were talking to Chip Kelly in Philadelphia about the 2-point conversions and moving the thing. What was the impetus, you think, on why they moved the extra point back? What were they?
99.6% make ratio from the two. That's why.
Not to make
and they've make got years two, and they've got year well no they kept it at the two so
right.
That's not going to change it. I don't think they did that. I think they just wanted to make it more of a challenge on the kick. So
have you spent much time thinking about any effect it's going to have, or what do you think will happen? I mean, obviously some guys will miss some scoring
I think that's going to be an interesting part of it. Allowing the defense to be able to score, much like the college game. Your percentages drop a little bit at the 15. Not much, but you're going to be between 90 and 94%. That 4% might be what I mentioned the other day, just the ability where you can determine where you're going to kick from. So you can place the ball as opposed to a field goal where they tell you where you're going to kick it from. So, the percentages are small between making and losing.
You mentioned that you guys started working D Ford into the mix more toward the end of last year. My question for you is, how much is not only just on D to get on the field, but on Bob to try and use him as well? I mean, the impetus is kind of shared there, right? I mean,
sure. No, well, he, he started picking things up well and playing well. So, and really, it gives the other guys a bit of a blow, which is good. It's a long season. And, you have three of those guys, three or four of them that can rush the passer like they do. And I think that's a plus. And then D had to learn that position as far as the drop game goes. That's why this is great for him here. it's all these reps, opportunity to learn the pass game part of it.
Just last thing for me, what's it like for you when you see Macklin diving all over the place and you just see kind of the effort and the practice habits there?
Yeah, well, that's
first in every drill, all that.
Yeah, that's him. I mean, that's 100% him. That's how he plays. It doesn't matter if it's a game, if it's practice, if it's shorts, and that's how he rolls. And so that's the beauty of him. He's
there,
smart.
Is there a part of you that's just like, hey, stay up? You know,
well, we want everybody off the ground. I mean, that's one of the main objectives here is everybody off the ground. There's certain guys, though, that if they're close to the ball, they're going to go for it. And you can tell them, it doesn't matter what you tell them, they're going to. Some guys are just going to do that. You don't want that, but that sometimes happens.
Kind of got to still let them go.
Andy, speaking of Macklin, he was returning punts and punts today. I know you did that with him a little bit in Philly, but he's a little older now. Are you just looking or?
Well, you just want to make sure he's ready. You know, you have limited numbers that you can dress on game day, so you don't know what rotation you're going to have there with the receivers and returners, so it gives you an opportunity to keep him fresh. We don't work him every day like the other guys. It's kind of an every other day deal, so just to make sure that he's okay and can still do that. He's not going to be the primary guy doing it right now.
All right. Thank you.
Keyshawn Hill.
Oh, sorry.
That's fine.
Keyshawn hurt his hamstring. He strained his hamstring. He should be okay here in a couple of days. So he'll be all right. All right.
Thanks.